Right. Good evening, everyone. If you're here this morning, as been mentioned already, Dave spoke on the first Pentecost. It was the birthday of the church. And it was a time when a significant change happened. Are we part of Pentecost now? I'm going to talk this evening about a Russian doll, some 3-in-1 oil, and an onion. And the difference they're going to make in your life. So that might sound a little strange. I like to think of myself as quite a simple person. I like simple things. I like to know how things work and how to understand them. And I like to do that in a simple way. And when you think about the Holy Spirit, it can get quite complex. You might end up feeling quite perplexed, because it's hard to understand. And it can put you off a little bit when you don't understand things. So hopefully tonight I might reveal a little bit of how I can understand things in an easy way. And how, when I think of a Russian doll, that might mean something completely different to what you think. And when I think of some 3-in-1 oil, I might be on a completely different wavelength to you. And when I think about an onion, well, it just makes my eyes water. I've got some scripture for you. And I'll be jumping about the Bible a little bit. But each time I'll be bringing a scripture, it'll be a scripture that mentions something, which most scriptures do. My first one's from Luke chapter 3, and it's just a couple of verses 21 and 22. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased." Now, if you're careful and you listen to that scripture, three things were mentioned in it. All three things mentioned in this verse were available before Pentecost. Even prior to them being mentioned here, in the Old Testament, the three things were available. Now, you might all know the answer, but I'll tell you the answer to this one. Jesus was mentioned. The Father was mentioned. And the Holy Spirit was mentioned. Now, you might be thinking about the Russian doll. And you might be thinking about the oil. I don't think you'll be thinking about the onion, though. But you never know. I'm going to use these as a descriptive tool. Each of them remind me of different things. And like I say, I'm a simple guy and I like to understand things and remember what it's all about. The Russian doll is an amazing thing. Now, there's various different sizes of Russian dolls. But the wonderful thing about them is they open up. And inside one, there's another. And yet, inside that one, there's yet more. Now, some of these go on and on and on. But that Russian doll reminds me that God can be quite easily installed in us. And God is not only just God. God is a Trinity. God is Jesus. God is the Holy Spirit. And these three things can reside in you and me. And I think that's amazing. And that Russian doll reminds me that even though I'm just me, I've got something special inside. I've got something that might just look like me inside me, but it's doing all the activity for me. And that's God. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the Father. That's Jesus working in my life. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's where the tin of oil comes in as well. Now, when I was younger, the tin of oil used to be a little square tin. You used to have to tap it out, but now they put in a spray to make it a little bit easier. But this oil has been around, not this particular tin, but the oil, 3-in-1 oil, has been around for a long time. And it's always carried the same logo. 3-in-1. And just like another famous company that says it does exactly what it says on the tin, to me, this oil does exactly what it says on the tin. And I think of this as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And it makes a difference. This little tin of oil lubricates. Now, with God in his life, that makes a difference. That gets things moving. That makes a change in how each one of us are and how each one of us act. Exactly the same as the oil. It also says on this tin that it cleans. Now that's one of the great attributes of our God, our Father, Jesus, and exactly what he came for, and the Holy Spirit. It cleanses our bodies. The other thing that it says on the tin, well, they have actually changed it now. It says it prevents rust. Now, what it used to say is that it penetrates. And again, that's exactly what our Father does, exactly what Jesus does, and exactly what the Holy Spirit does in each one of our lives. It penetrates, it gets deeper, and it makes that difference. You're still thinking about the onion, aren't you? We'll get onto that later. Now, a lot of these little Russian dolls are brought home from holidays and things like that and given as gifts. Now, we got this many years ago, and it was given to our children. We had two as gifts. And I thought that were a brilliant gift. When me and Karen got those, we thought they were fantastic gifts. Like I said, we did have two, but one's disappeared. But we've still got this one now. And neither as children ain't got them, we've got them. So that's even better. Get the gift back. But there's something much better. In Luke 11:13, it says this verse. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Now, we've all been born faulty. We've all had that little mark. But our God, our Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit loves each one of us. And our Father wants us to know that in a special way. And that's why he wants to give each of us the Holy Spirit. Because that is an amazing gift. That is a gift that makes that difference. That does that lubrication in our lives. That penetrates each of us deeper and in a more powerful way than anything can affect us in our lives. That cleans us, that changes us, and moves us forward in him. He's still thinking about that onion. It reminds me of this Holy Spirit, the onion. Well, you might think, well, how does an onion remind you of the Holy Spirit? Well, when I look at it, it's an onion. But then you can take, if I can get my fingers in, a layer off. There we go. Taking two layers off. But inside this onion, is another onion. And I could go further and further, and it'd just look the same, but smaller. But what it reminds me is that it can do something amazing. It can reveal something else to us. And each layer, as you take it off, it reveals, although it looks the same, something different. It's a different shape, a different size. And in some ways, it shows me that no matter what different situation that I might be in, the Holy Spirit can help me in that situation. The Holy Spirit has an endless changing facility to fit into that situation. Dave mentioned this morning that the disciples suddenly started speaking in different tongues. They were fitting into a situation of a multicultural community, speaking various different languages, and yet different people were understanding exactly what they were saying. Whereas before, they wouldn't have known what they were saying at all. They were the same people, but different. Just like the onion is the same onion, but different. In John 14:27, it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Does the Holy Spirit work now? The simple answer is yes. It's not like an event that was just once in history. It continues. It was mentioned earlier and even this evening. It's the church's birthday. But it's not something, the Holy Spirit, that is just annually, that can be celebrated, that can be used just once a year. To me, it's like the onion. Layer after layer after layer after layer. It just keeps doing it. It just keeps going on. It just keeps growing. It just keeps changing. The Holy Spirit is available to each of us. It's something special. It's something different. It's something which will fit into your situation, into your life, into your place. The Holy Spirit is something powerful. A bit like that onion's aroma. Even though I ain't got a sense of smell, it's affecting my eyes. The Holy Spirit's more powerful than what an onion can do. In accepting the Holy Spirit into your life, it can make a change. A bit like the 3-in-1 oil, it cleans, it penetrates, it might stop rust, but it makes a difference. In Acts chapter 4, verse 31, it shows us there, as well as many other places in Scripture, how powerful the Holy Spirit is. It says there, after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. So where are you? Now you might just think, well, I'm a wanner, Steve. That's me. Just a wanner. Well, tonight, I've told you, you've got mates. Do you know them all? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Tonight, I've told you there is some effects. Do you know them all? It's just what it says on the tin. Lubricates, penetrates, and cleans. Our God the Father, our God the Son, our God the Holy Spirit. How does it affect you? How does it change? How does it fit into your life? Well, to me, that's the onion effect. The effect of the Spirit meeting your different layers as you need it. In a new gift, a powerful movement. Every time and in every situation, taking you from where you are to where you're going to be. Being there in that situation, making the God difference. Using God's power in you and not yours. Remember where God is. Remember where Jesus is. Remember where the Holy Spirit is. Remember who turns the wheels, who lubricates, who penetrates, and who cleans. And remember the many layers in the onion. Forever changing. For every situation. It might look different in different forms. As the onion got smaller, but still an onion. And that's just how the Holy Spirit is in each of us. It's the Holy Spirit that's making the difference in the many different layers or positions that we are in our lives. Still the same me. The same you. And it might look exactly the same on the outside, but on the inside, our Father God, our Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit can do great things for each of us. So Pentecost, to me, it's not just a one day. And it shouldn't be to you neither. And I hope that through maybe remembering some of these things, that you realise that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, the church as we know it, is in each of you. And by letting the Holy Spirit be that active, that lubricant, that different layer in your lives, remember in your lives, it can make a great difference every day. Amen.